Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, July 25th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, DARPA looks into tech to track all measurable human activity. Then, illegal alien MS-13 members are arrested for murder. And what's the First Lady doing with this giant GMO rat? That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
They've got the GM health fears, complete nonsense. It's always nonsense the government's dealing drugs. Nonsense there's police brutality. Nonsense.
Well, DARPA is soliciting companies that will be able to provide technology that will allow the Department of Defense to predict future societal unrest by measuring and keeping track of all human activities that can be measured. Now, this is according to a solicitation posted on FezBizOps, and it outlines DARPA's intent to fund research and development of what they call game-changing technologies that are going to provide a decisive information advantage for the U.S. and its allies. They say essentially all human activities that can be measured are being quantitatively re-examined in the context of this new big data capability that they've got. And they've already produced some remarkable insights into human activities and have enabled quantitative decision making. So the agency is looking to use this quantitative decision making to develop algorithms which can forecast online correlation for civil unrest. Now, we're hearing this again and again. We've been reporting this numerous times over the past several years about how the government is planning for this civil unrest that's to come. Now, a flood of illegal immigrants breaching the border was mentioned in Operation Garden Plot as a potential indicator of civil unrest. So that is, of course, why we believe that this deliberate plan to flood the border with illegal immigrants is all sort of a test run for martial law and the Rex 84 readiness plan, which is, of course, a plot by the United States federal government to test their ability to detain large numbers of refugees and American citizens in the case of civil unrest or a government-declared national emergency. Now, notice that word, refugees. This is what we have been told that we are to call these unaccompanied minors and all these illegal immigrants flooding the country. Initially, they were illegal aliens. Then they were unaccompanied minors. Now they're all being given de facto refugee status. So, of course, when DARPA rolls out this technology, all of our internment specialists are already going to have all the practice they need to round up citizens. Now, the president is going to be meeting with the Central American leaders today. He'll meet with the presidents of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And the purpose of this visit is going to be to order these Central American leaders to stop the immigration flood. And he wants to discuss their shared responsibility to promote safe, legal, and orderly migration to America. Now, Honduras's president said that part of this sharing responsibility is going to be when the president clears up the ambiguity surrounding the country's immigration laws. And this includes the president's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. And he also calls on the president to step up law enforcement efforts to shut down drug smugglers and cartels. So you notice that the Honduras president is not actually saying anything about the violence in his country. He is talking about all of the confusion surrounding our lackadaisical immigration laws and also the enforcement of those laws. Now, one of the ideas that the president is toying with in hopes to stem this flood of illegals is to shift the decision-making process into the hands of the Honduran government. Basically, he wants to think about granting amnesty to these children before they even have to leave their country. Now, this plan is going to direct the government to screen thousands of children and youth in Honduras to see if they can enter the United States, as refugees or under emergency humanitarian grounds, and they won't even have to make the dangerous trek. Now, they say that up to 50% could be approved. Now, according to the New York Times, they point out refugees under American law are people fleeing their country of origin based on fears of persecution by reason of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. But many of these Hondurans and other Central Americans are fleeing, they say, because of gang violence. So, of course, that doesn't really fit into any of these categories, but that does not matter to this administration who has already went ahead and granted them de facto refugee status. And, of course, the media is complicit, just happily referring to them as refugees, even though it does not fit the definition of a refugee under American law. So while they're, you know, claiming to be escaping gang violence in their own country, what is to say that that's not going to trickle into our country here if we collapse the borders? We're already seeing a rise in gang violence in this country, and especially since the government is actively and diligently trying to take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, and thereby the only people who are actually going to have any of the guns are a lot of these gangs that are infiltrating our country. Now, police in Maryland have just arrested 6 illegal immigrants, several of which are admitted MS-13 gang members, and this is in connection with the death of a homeless man who was killed outside of a liquor store earlier this week. Amos Milburn Jones was a 56-year-old homeless man. He was beaten and stabbed to death early on Tuesday morning after witnesses say they saw him arguing with a girl. Now, the young woman became angry. She left, but she allegedly returned with a group of men who then beat Jones and stabbed him multiple times in the chest and neck. Now, the police there revealed that the 17-year-old female and several of the other suspects were members of the notoriously hyper-violent multinational MS-13 gang. And they say all 6 suspects will be charged with first-degree murder. But, of course, as Adan Salazar points out in this article, it's interesting to note that in the written article, they never once mentioned that these people were here in this country illegally. These gang members, these MS-13 gang members, admitted gang members, are here in the country illegally. It's buried deep in the video. You have to watch the entire video where someone just briefly mentions that. But it's just like the media who refuses to say the word illegal aliens. They want to call them refugees. And that's quite worrisome because we already know that border agents are under orders to release any detained illegal immigrant minors, regardless of whether they're covered in head-to-toe in gang tattoos. Even if they admit to being in a gang, they have to be released into the interior as long as they don't have any criminal record here in the United States. Now, meanwhile, we're hearing a lot about pre-crime and how the governments are trying to figure out how to utilize pre-crime, and then here they're releasing admitted gang members. It just doesn't even make any sense. Now, because of all of this confusion surrounding our immigration laws and how poorly we are doing at enforcing them at the border, House Republicans today are discussing the option of impeachment. And should the president continue to ignore the laws that he is constitutionally required to uphold, senior White House officials do fear impeachment if Obama unilaterally grants amnesty. And as Sarah Palin pointed out in her recent case for the president's impeachment, without borders, there is no nation. And that's why this recently released follow-up to the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 Commission report is such a joke. In it, the authors write, "Many Americans think that the terrorist threat is waning, that as a country, we can begin turning back to other concerns. Well, they are wrong. Now, the absence of another major attack on the homeland is a success in itself, but it doesn't mean that the terrorist threat has diminished." And it's basically saying without public support, the government will not be able to sustain the robust capabilities and policies needed to keep Americans safe. Right. So we are supposed to be worried about a threat, this war on terror, ongoing war on terror. It's a threat oceans away. Meanwhile, our borders are literally wide open. We have reports of gang members coming into the country. Border agents are ordered to stand down, let them in. And then here we have this baseless plea for Americans to just unquestioningly surrender more money and more efforts to this police surveillance state. We are being treated more and more like terrorists because we consent to this tyranny because it's for our safety. Meanwhile, illegal aliens are getting a free pass to wherever they want to go. They can enter the country. Borders are wide open. Any terrorist can walk right through the border. That is what a joke this whole contrived security theater is. Now, a perfect example of Americans being treated worse than illegal aliens, we have another journalist who was detained at the border and then assaulted when he tried to film his detainment. His First Amendment rights violated. I mean, it's such a joke. Now, I'm not talking about the border agent that pointed a gun at the head of a Boy Scout when he was, you know, trying to come back from Alaska. Now, this is Roger Van Bakel of Reason.com. He was preparing to enter Maine after visiting Quebec. He says an agent began asking him questions after viewing his family's passports. He was there with his two girls, and he admits that they look Asian and they have their mother's last name. So, of course, maybe the agent's worried about human trafficking. Great, doing a good job. But basically, the agent is asking this man, does he have permission to travel with his own daughters? And so the journalist asked if he was actually required to carry such an item. And this prompted a border agent to say, we're going to search your vehicle. So when the guy whips out his phone to record it, the agent immediately responds with violence, according to Bakel. And he says, I stepped out of my car and without warning, he physically attacks. He wrestles the phone from my hand, twisting my arm in the process. I'm stunned. And that is how all of America should be. We should all be stunned. Here we have these agents wrestling people to the ground for filming, which is protected by the First Amendment, filming themselves being detained just so, you know, they can protect themselves if there's some sort of a court case. And they're being violently assaulted. Meanwhile, we have people being escorted through the border, driven on plush double-decker buses. Americans are receiving the exact opposite treatment. And talk about finding the tipping point for civil unrest. Americans at some point are going to be getting a little sick and tired of all this contrived security theater and being treated like terrorists. Meanwhile, it's open season at the border. Illegal aliens are given a free pass to enter the country. And we actually have our reporter, Joe Biggs, reporting from the border with proof of just how obscenely wide open the borders are.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in Cochise County, Arizona, with Glenn Spencer. Now, we are right on the border, as you can see. From what Glenn told me a second ago, they spend about $3 million every mile or so to build this fence, and yet they have left this completely wide open. Now, tell me why this happens.
Well, we're known for monsoons between really July, August, September. We have heavy rains, and what they've done here, because this is a wash, this is a low spot, what they've done is they've cut the holes in the fence and put in these gates and raised them up so the water can come through. Now, these are up, I don't know, usually 2 or 3 months out of the year. As you can see, you could just walk right through.
$3 million was spent on this section, and it is completely left wide open. I mean, right here, they have a lock, and you can tell that someone goes through the trouble to bring a crane out here, not a crane, but a forklift, lift these up and lock these completely in. Yeah, and it's as easy as walking in.
That's right. You're right.
And you can see footprints over here where people were just right here the other side and trash, water bottles, and that coming through. It's obvious what's going on. We are now 100 yards up the fence from where we were just at a second ago, where you saw the wide parts open. Now look, this is an area that has been cut down by the cartels. It was just repaired on 3/14/14, and it was cut open by the cartels on 10/29/13. Now, let me show you real quick what happens. What they do is there's a smuggling route right back here. A truck can get through. They drive up here, and they bring acetylene gas torches up here. They cut through this huge fence right here, make it big enough for the truck to get through. They cut through these I-beams with a torch and then take that down. And then what they have is a complete open route into our country to smuggle drugs. This is not by accident. This is a design by the Obama administration, and not only just them, our entire government as a whole has a hand in this. The Fast and Furious, all these things are happening. We make money getting their drugs. We sell them weapons. This is a huge issue that needs to be looked at. It's not just the illegals coming through. It's the drugs flooding our borders to help dumb our people down, essentially. I mean, this is a mind-blowing thing that's happening out here, and we just need more people in America to care about this and watch what's going on and do something about it. All right, here we are about a mile up from where we just had a second ago. Now, what you can see here is a main traffic route right through here for the smugglers. What they do is they pull up a 15-pack van. Now, this is probably, 12 feet high? What they do is they bring it up, stand on top. They have an I-beam to step down on, drop down to this beam, and then come into the country. And they're free. They're home free. Look at this. Right over here. There's a little barbed wire area that's easy to get through. Everybody's done it with some small little pliers. You can just cut right through, and you're home free. Our government is wasting money building this fence, and all they're doing is giving them a spot to step and get over into the country. It's a beard. They're putting money, the Department of Homeland Security is saying, yeah, we have a fence. But yeah, look at it. I could climb over this. This is ridiculous. Where's the security at? Where is the secure border that they tell us is up, but I have not seen yet? Continue watching our videos because we're going to keep giving you eye-opening, mind-blowing reports down here at the border. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
Now coming up, we know about the Pentagon's paid internet trolls, but have you considered the possibility of entire news sites popping up to pump out this propaganda?
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
It has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, the globalists have already admitted that they're losing the info war, and the only way for them to gain any ground is to tackle the internet. Now, of course, we've reported before about cognitive infiltration. Government agents will infiltrate chat rooms and online comment sections and try and undermine any percolating conspiracy theories by raising doubts. But listen to what the CIA director, William Casey, said in 1981. He says, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is a lie." Now, we already know the establishment media is happy to pump out propaganda on behalf of the government. But what about the internet? Jakari Jackson has more.
Thank you, Leanne. If you're like me, you try to watch what you eat. You try to avoid things like genetically modified organisms, food. But this is becoming increasingly more difficult to do, especially with reports like these. DailyLeak.org, Michelle Obama teaming up with Monsanto to promote children's food. According to reports from the Associated Press, Monsanto will spend $50 million over 5 years on a campaign to market healthy, genetically modified food to children. Now, as skeptical as I am that there is such a thing as healthy GMOs, especially when you consider how rats who eat this stuff have developed horrific tumors and other adverse health effects, I'm even more concerned that this is factual information. Yes, they quote the Associated Press, but this quote is taken out of context from a previous story. Not only that, if you take a look at the Daily Leak website, you'll find stories about how pop stars want to join the KKK and video game companies erecting giant sex toys, which leads me to believe that this is a hoax story. This is a satire piece, somewhat like a text version of a Saturday Night Live skit, which is fine. Because it's not the jokesters that concern me. What concerns me is the CIA openly propagandizing the citizens they are supposed to be protecting. On July 2nd, 2013, a little notice reform passed in January went into effect. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, passed as part of the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act, will allow the CIA to flood America with even more government propaganda. And we'll end with this. Governments hire web trolls to sway public opinion. Now, anybody who's ever posted anything on YouTube has probably experienced the negative comment section. But your average YouTuber is a very immature teenager. But every now and then, one of those thumbs down you get could be a hired government agent, especially if your posts are political in nature. So whether it's people doing things for jokes and laughs, or your U.S. government openly propagandizing you, you have to be careful what you read on the internet. Back to you, Leanne.
That's right, Jakari. You always want to check your sources because it might be Cass Sunstein and his band of cognitive infiltrators. Now, coming up, Dan Badondi sits down with a soldier who's fighting back against the government that poisoned him.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dan Badondi for the InfoWars Nightly News. Last year, we did a special in-depth report of Fort McClellan troops being poisoned by Monsanto. There are over 700,000 U.S. military veterans who served and trained at Fort McClellan, Alabama, not to mention the many citizens who live in Anniston, Alabama, who are all victim to the witch's brew of deadly toxins, radiation, nuclear waste being dumped there by Monsanto and also our federal government. The EPA closed the base in 1999 because many now deem the base as the most toxified place on the planet.
Just one of a fast-growing number of former soldiers who have come forward claiming exposure to toxic chemicals on the base has caused not just cancer, but other horrible health problems.
We see so much death.
Then there's Anniston itself. The city is toxic. Chemical giants Monsanto and Solutia have shelled out more than $1 billion in damages and cleanup costs after the massive plant on the other side of town dumped tons of dangerous PCBs into the air, ground, and water for decades.
Normally a bill needs 3 to 4 co-sponsors to be heard in Congress. As a bill was established here in Rhode Island last year, H.R. 411, the Fort McClellan Health Registry Act, and Congress refused to hear the bill. And thanks to InfoWars.com, the video going viral, the bill has now well over 30 co-sponsors and is causing a huge uprising in Washington and along with the veterans. And Congress still refuses to hear this. Now we got a gentleman from California who's going to tell us what he's going to do to bring this to the next step and right to the heels of Congress. And we're joined right now via Skype with Ted Melvin Jr. from California.
Hi, my name is Ted Methvin Jr. I live in Northern California. I'm an independent filmmaker. I was also stationed at Fort McClellan. I did my basic and AIT there February of 89. After I left Fort McClellan, I went to Miesau, Germany, where I served with the 164th MP Company on a NATO site. I left Germany and spent a small time in Fort Sam Houston, Texas, and then I was stationed back at Fort McClellan in 1990 and left there in 91. I didn't know anything about any of the PCBs or any of that stuff while I was stationed there. I found out about it probably 4, maybe 5 months ago, about the exposure just on the Monsanto level, not to mention the exposure of all the chemicals that the chemical company and the stuff that was there, World War II, the Vietnam, you know, with the Agent Orange and all the stuff they did there. I'm not suffering as bad as most of the people that went to Fort McClellan. I have an anomaly on my femur. I have incredibly high blood pressure. My memory is not very good.
You've seen the video we did last year, the report on Fort McClellan troops being poisoned by Monsanto on Infowars.com. And was that one of the videos also that inspired you to take this to the next step?
Oh, absolutely. I saw that. I originally started looking for old Army buddies that I had served with, and I actually ran across that video. The video of Sal and Dennis, and I was absolutely blown away. I could not believe it. So I started digging a little deeper and searching and looking at all the stuff and then finding the groups on Facebook. It was kind of an aha moment there. I couldn't actually believe that something like that happened, but the more I dug in, the more proof that I found, the more people I spoke to. There's just no denying it.
The bill that was going through H.R. 411, and I talked about that earlier, how it was met with tons of resistance. I mean, it's got more than enough co-sponsors, and Congress refused to hear the bill. And you mentioned that you also jumped onto another bill as well.
The reason why the Congress doesn't want to pass it is because it doesn't do anything. It's really expensive to do, but all it basically does is set up just a list of people that went to Fort McClellan. And it's a voluntary list. If you want to be on it, then you can be on it. You can get a health exam, and if you're sick, they'll tell you what you can go do. They don't help you. They don't follow up with medical. They don't compensate you for being a service-connected exposure. The new bill that a congressman out of San Jose, California, Congressman Honda, he wrote a bill called H.R. 4816, and it's basically a sister bill of a Senate bill that's already in Congress called Toxic Exposure Research and Dependent Care. The Senate bill just concentrated on families, like Vietnam-era dependents who ended up getting the illnesses from the exposure that their fathers and mothers got in Vietnam from Agent Orange. So the House bill, the H.R. 4816, they took that Senate bill and they included the service members in it. So it's a complete bill. The only thing it really is missing is the presumptive status, and it doesn't really specifically call out any certain forts or base as contaminated. I think it's a good bill to be able to prove, once this documentary comes out, you can prove that you were exposed at Fort McClellan, and then go from there.
I want to talk about this documentary now. I mean, like, I know you got a lot invested in this.
It's emptypipecreations.wix.com and then a backslash toxic service is the website. It's a documentary about the soldiers that served at Fort McClellan. They're telling their story of their illnesses and the resistance that they've got from the VA and from their congressmen and, you know, from all these different agencies that just don't believe them. You know, the Department of Defense says that there is no toxic exposure at Fort McClellan.
Yeah, even though the EPA closed Fort McClellan down in 99 and was labeled the most toxic place on the planet, and we got all the toxicology reports and everything else to prove everything, your testimony and such. And it's just crazy what it is, because you're going to get some Monsanto known the solution now. And, government doesn't want to do that because that's a corporate sponsors and such.
Oh, absolutely, because we've given every person in the House, the House representative, an opportunity to be a part of this documentary. We've emailed them, we've called them, and if, in my opinion, if they choose to ignore us, then basically they're turning their backs on the veterans, the people that serve this country. They're interested in what we're saying, but they're just not interested in getting involved, and to me, that's shameful, and that's something we're going to show. We want to get this project out there before the elections in November. Mike Rogers, who is the congressman in the district in Anniston, I think it's the second district in Anniston. I could be wrong. The guy that's running against him is going to be in Alabama with us the entire time we're there, politicking, because that's how much he supports us and the Fort McClellan soldiers.
So hopefully this documentary, especially if they know you're going to be making a documentary, a lot of these congressmen and people in government, they're going to be sweating because you're going to open Pandora's box. But the thing is, you need to let them know that you're serious about getting yourself and all your fellow veterans compensation and all that.
I think there's going to be some people who say they're for the Fort McClellan veterans, but they want to be in the spotlight. They want all the glory. The McClellan Development Agency, which is now developing the old Fort McClellan, we're going to speak to them, and I'm sure they're going to have some stuff to say. And I can see in both places, in Anniston and Washington, D.C., there's going to be people that are going to be against us. I just don't know how far it's going to go.
Have you come up with a title for this movie?
Yes, it's called Toxic Service, The Soldier Story. Out of all the people from Fort McClellan that went through them as soldiers, I just happen to be the filmmaker out of the group. Honestly, this is a group effort. It took everybody that I've come in contact with, everybody that's contributed and called their congressmen and people like yourself and Dennis and Sal that have tirelessly, that have worked hard to get the word out. And if it wasn't for those veterans, this documentary could never be made. And I thank them for helping me, because we all did this together, and I think it's a good thing.
And there you have it, folks. I mean, veterans being poisoned, and hopefully this documentary brings light to the whole public, especially the Congress, to, hey, get these guys what they deserve, the compensation, and most of all, help them and their families. And this is Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. You can find these kind of reports, all of this hard-hitting news, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please consider becoming a member. We are running our July special for 6 more days. You can get a subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv for a fraction of the price. And as always, you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. That is 11 people getting access to all of this information that'll help fight the info war. And of course, you're supporting our operation. Thank you so much. We'll see you here Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
What is suspicious activity? Well, in the UK, the definition is so broad, it includes politically incorrect journalists and health advocates. Closer to home, emergency workers here in the States are being trained via the FBI and DHS to look out for extremists. First responders are asked to evaluate whether an injury is a genuine accident or related to violent extremist activity. But the first responders aren't the only ones. We've given you reports of how vendors at sports venues are being trained via the TSA to spot what they deem as terror threats. This is the same TSA that views using pen and paper as potential terrorist activity. Out of the stadiums and into the streets, the Department of Justice is advocating that placing political bumper stickers on one's vehicle could be a red flag of terror. More than that, if the motorist knows their constitutional rights, the officer may consider calling for backup. If exercising your constitutional rights is considered anti-government, then wouldn't the government suppressing your rights be considered anti-civilian, anti-person, anti-human? And there are many more examples than we have time to go through, but you can find these and many more at InfoWars.com.
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who?
Founding Fathers.
You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials because they systematically had British officials assassinated.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.